So who else gets stressed when it comes to looking for the perfect holiday gift? Maybe you need something for the girls' gift exchange this year, or your office bestie that you spill all the office tea with. Family, don't forget about those fur babies. They need a gift too. My friends over at Piper Lou, they got you covered, and I can spend hours on PiperLou.com. They've got the best gifts for this holiday season, like the 40-ounce personalized tumblers, or where's my Swifties at? How about a Swiftmas Christmas tea? Don't miss the most amazing holiday gifts for everyone. Visit PiperLou.com. That's Piper L-O-U.
Let's get to something that we probably should not have been too surprised to read or hear or see, and that is the transfer portal entering of MJ Morris at NC State. Corey Smith, Pack Pride joins us here on the Adam Gold Show. So which shocked face emoji did you use when you heard the news that MJ Morris was heading out the door?
it was actually the gif of a surprise, but not really. I mean, this was, obviously this was kind of a known thing for a while. I think, the perception initially that they had put out there was, the parents believed that there was a chance that he could, return. And I guess maybe he thought the same thing, but there was never really any chance that MJ Morris is going to be able to go back in that locker room and earn that starting job back after, essentially, I'm not going to say he quit on the team, but, stepped away from his starting duties for the final three games and then sat back and watched as Brennan Armstrong was, running the offense more efficiently in the last three games as well.
Brennan Armstrong became the quarterback that they thought that they were getting at the beginning of the season. It just took him like four games of not starting to finally get to that point. Corey Smith from Pack Pride is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. Look, I don't know if this was the plan all along for MJ Morris. I really don't. But do you think that with it, as it pertains to the players, that he couldn't go back and be the starter there, or was it the coaching staff? Dave Doran seemed, bewildered and then dismissive of MJ by the end.
Yeah, I think there was some frustration. The players and the staff, obviously the staff hasn't said anything publicly, and the players haven't either. Most of them have been, pretty nonchalant about it, when asked, when it's any kind of direct questions that are indirectly thrown their way. Obviously the comment about Brennan Armstrong being a grown-ass man was the word that was used, or the phrase that was used for him, was kind of seen as like, he's stepping up and doing what he needs to do in this situation. And I think the concern was more so about the fact that, when you're stepping away from your team and you've got guys in that locker room, I think of particularly Peyton Wilson, you think of other guys that are, that have been with the program for years, Jalen Scott, that's waited for, 5 years to get his starting job. And he did the absolute most with it that he could for a player to just say, hey, I'm gonna sit out these last three games. Just not a good vibe within that locker room.
Corey Smith from Pack Pride is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. I guess the natural question is, who's next?
Well,
not into the portal, but under center, or in the shotgun or the pistol for NC State. I want to clarify the question.
Yeah. Well, the question is now, who do you go out and get in the portal? And I think that's going to be the obvious question mark here is, they're going to probably, I would say, if not just add one, potentially two, because you need to at least go out and have a competition. Right now, you have Lex Thomas, who's waiting in the wings, the only scholarship player that you have confirmed back for next year. They also have a guy in Cedric Bailey that is committed to NC State right now, but he just recently picked up an offer from Miami. He's a Florida quarterback, a kid that's played with a current Miami player that's committed to their program as well. So there's potential for him to flip his commitment. And you hope that this makes it more attractive to come to NC State and have a chance to compete right away for a guy like Cedric Bailey. But we'll see what the future holds for him. you know, right now I would say you have to at least go out and look to add at least one transfer quarterback right now. And then if you find out that Bailey is not coming, to go out and add a second one and try to see if you can flip somebody else to have another young quarterback in that room that you can develop for the future too.
Matt Rhule, former failed head coach of the Carolina Panthers, now about to fail as the head coach of Nebraska, says that a good quarterback costs $1 to $2 million in the transfer portal. Can NC State afford that? I'm being somewhat facetious, but obviously the portal matters.
Yeah, I don't know that I necessarily believe that it's going to be, you know, based on what we've heard from, and, you know, look, last year's money is not this year's money, so I'm not saying that he's not telling the truth, but I think maybe for the starting caliber of, you know, some programs, they'd be willing to give, you know, $1 to $2 million. But I think, in you know, when it comes to NC State, it's probably going to be still pretty expensive. But I don't know that you put it in that ballpark. For NC State right now, you're probably going to go with the Louisville game plan going into this offseason, as opposed to going with, you know, trying to find that surefire number one guy right away. For NC State, you're probably going to look for, like I said, two guys that are going to compete for the starting job, as opposed to saying, all right, this is our guy. We're giving him the starting job, similar to how you did Brennan Armstrong in the offseason. So I think it's going to be a little bit of a different strategy for NC State this offseason. Now, could they end up spending that much money on two quarterbacks because you need to have, you know, two guys that are competing? Potentially, but I definitely don't think it's going to be in that, you know, that $1 to $2 million range for one quarterback.
Yeah, Matt Rhule's just trying to clown himself. And then he came out right after that and he said, no, we're an old school program. We're going to build, we're going to recruit, and we're going to build and grow. And like, yeah, you're going to win 5 games a year, Matt, and you know it. But
he's trying to lengthen his career there, and saying that we're building something. We're not going to be, you know, right away, because then if he doesn't, then he's out the door.
Yeah. They're not going to win more than 7 games, at Nebraska. And honestly, that might be the ceiling for that problem. Real quick, before I ask you about a couple of players who are not going to enter the transfer portal for real. Do you get the sense that there's going to be any other, significant player attrition off NC State's roster beyond those that are going to the NFL?
Yeah, there's been a few guys that we've heard, and obviously I'm not going to share names
right. Because
you don't want to put that out there in the world that they're going to just do it, and then they don't, and then all of a sudden there's a bad image of that player that they were planning on, you know, in some people's eyes, quitting on the team or something along those lines. A lot of these guys are going for different situations. You know, the big ones so far that have gone in have been, a guy like C.J. Clark just entered earlier today. And that was a guy that's been a starter for NC State for the last several years.
Mm-hmm.
He was a starter back in 2021 before he went down with a season-ending injury and then lost his job to Corey Durden, the transfer from Florida State. He was the starter all year this past year. They do have depth at the defensive line position, but that was a pretty big loss for NC State. Have heard that there's a big NIL package out there for them, for him. And he might want to play in a different system as opposed to a three-down lineman system. So those are things that might have allured him away from NC State. And then Jakeem Harris, the guy that went down after 5 plays this season, he was the starter going into the year at the safety spot. He's entered the transfer portal. There's been a couple guys, and then there's other rumors out there of some others that might enter the transfer portal, and they might shock some people. But at the same time, NC State and – you know, the collectives as well are trying to do everything they can to make sure those things don't happen.
Yeah, and keep KC Concepcion. All right, final thing. Peyton Wilson, this is another here's my shock face. Defensive player of the year in the ACC was pretty close to Jordan Travis, which I didn't think he would get as close as he did. I'm proud of the people who voted because they went away from necessarily going, oh, best team, who's the quarterback? It's kind of like the Heisman Trophy, but quick thoughts on Peyton Wilson.
Yeah, I mean, the season that he's had has been unbelievable. Obviously the story on him, everything that he's gone through, whether it was, tearing his ACL before he even comes to NC State, missing the first season, missing the second season due to those injuries. What he's done on the field for NC State has been unbelievable. And then this year, he had had ridiculous stats already when he was healthy, but you really got a chance to see what he was capable of this year. And I think one of the big reasons for all the ACC Player of the Year voting, I don't know that there's been a more impactful player in the ACC for his team. So I know it's not a most valuable player award, but I don't know that you could pinpoint one player that's been much more impactful for their team than what Peyton Wilson has been this season. They've won with the defense. Peyton Wilson has been the leader for not only the defense, but the entire team all season long. The things that he has done is unreal. 138 tackles, I believe, is what he's at now.
It's crazy.
The numbers keep changing every week, obviously. And then 15 and a half tackles for loss. All the sacks, the two interceptions he had this year, or no, actually three now, yeah, after the past week, of Drake May, and then returning one for a touchdown. I wouldn't be surprised if he wins at least one of these three national awards as well. And Nagurski kind of kicks things off on Monday. That's the best defensive player in the country. And then two others as well, with the, the Benarik Award. I'm blanking on one here. It's one of the bigger ones too, but three different awards that he's up for. I would not be surprised if he wins at least one of those three, if not multiple too.
Corey Smith, Pack Bride, R. Corey Smith on Twitter. I appreciate your time, man. Thank you, and we'll talk again soon.
All right. Thank you so much. Have a good one, Adam.